Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello. Are we?
You know, health-wise, so that no practice yesterday with three different ailments listed.
Yeah, I know. You know, it's part of the business. You know, you're about to get beat up, and you need days like yesterday to kind of relax and recover and let your body rejuvenate, let it rest.
Are you absorbing any more contact, especially early in games when teams are shutting you down, than you had in the past, you think? Or
what do you see?
You take a lot of hits.
That's the reality of it, you know. But I'm built for it. You know, I've been taking a lot of hits this season. But this last game, there's a couple of solid hits, you know, that resonated, you know, so it's all part of just taking care of the body, kind of let the body rest up.
When they're run blitzing like you've seen the last couple of weeks, has that changed things for you in terms of there's a guy on me quicker and I have to make some things happen earlier in a run?
Yeah, you know, it changed things, having an extra guy, especially when, guy might be coming free. You know, sometimes you have to be more patient. Sometimes you have to speed it up a little bit. But the main thing is you have to remain calm, you know, and that's something that, you know, I'm focusing on this week, you know, getting ready for Chicago if they present the same thing. Just remaining calm. So when an opportunity come on that particular run play, I'm able to take advantage of it and I'm not caught up in, you know, being too patient or being too fast.
What's the key to avoiding negative runs?
Running forward. Keeping your feet moving. You know, and that's something that when I look back on the past couple of weeks, I've seen myself stop my feet a lot. And that's not something that I normally do, you know. So I know just keeping my feet moving, and just lunging forward, you know, whenever it's a play that, you know, I know it might turn out to be a loss, you know. Just take what I can and make sure I keep my feet moving.
You got any idea why that is, why that style has changed a little bit?
Why what style has changed?
Well, you said you're not keeping your feet moving as much as you had.
It's not really that big of a thing, but I noticed it, you know, because I just try to look at my game and see the little things I can do better. So it's not that big of a deal, but you know, when you get hit in the side and you know you're bruised and you feel it for a week, you remember, okay, I stopped my feet on this play, so make sure not to do that again. You know, so it's just one of those things to be more conscious of.
You always talk about famine, feast. Do you ever worry that with famine, that they might not stick with you until you get to the feast? I mean, they have. It seems like that's taking. You know, Norm's been pretty committed to that. Do you ever worry that, you know, if I don't get one soon, they're going to go away from it?
No. You know, Coach Turner, you know, I've talked to him, and I told him, hey, just know this. You know, I can handle whatever. So if that's 40 carries, I can handle that. You know, so I don't think he'll look at it and say, you know what, they're pounding them up too much. You know, let's not run the ball. I think he'll stick with it because he knows my determination. And the guys up front want to be able to establish the run as well. So I don't think so.
You've been on some clubs that have been successful. How is this club equipped to handle winning, manage winning, or, you know, expectations as they keep heightening?
I feel like we're doing well. I feel like we're handling it well. You know, again, our first road victory was big, especially a conference win. And it's the same thing, you know, same thing, different day. You know, guys are coming in and still have the attitude, you know, and that mindset to put in work, you know, because, you know, what you put in is what you're going to get out. And that's what Coach Turner and Coach Zimmer, you know, they preach to us. And I feel like just being able to sit back and watch, you know, guys are responding the right way, you know, not getting too high, not too low, you know, and we're right there in the midst, you know, having that confidence that, you know, we can win, you know, no matter how the game starts, no matter how things look midway. I feel like we all believe as a group that if we continue just to do our job and stay poised that we can come out and win any game.
What do you remember from that first game in Chicago you had as a rookie?
What I remember? I remember maybe like a 60-yard run. I remember it was a big day, you know. I remember the one run I do remember. I don't know. I think it might have been outside zone play. And I broke it to the left. And then I got wrapped up and spent out of a tackle and cross field. And I remember Bernard Berrien. I think of Bernard Berrien and Bobby Wade made two great blocks. And I took it down the sideline for the touchdown. And I remember the kickoff return. And I think my pants came down. I pulled down to my knees almost. Good thing I had some tights on that play. But then I remember Longwell coming out and kicking a field goal for the game.
Granted, they've had some personnel changes, the Bears' defense, but scheme-wise, how different do they look under Junk Fox?
They look different, you know, what they present. You know, the 34 defense, you know, but they give you some different looks, some odd fronts, even fronts. We really don't pressure, you know, a lot. But they're playing good as a group, you know, they're playing aggressive. So, you know, we have this week to continue to watch them, you know, and learn their tendencies and be ready to answer whatever they present on Sunday.
Adrian, how do you feel like it's gone, kind of getting used to a new front, a new lineman here? I mean, a lot of changes. Brandon Fusco on the other side, new guys on the right side. How do you feel like the chemistry is with those guys?
It's going. You know, you have your growing pains along the way. But that's with any group. You know, when you have two new guys who's coming into starting roles. You know, I see these guys working. You know, they have a heck of a coach who's teaching them, you know, each week, you know, try to help these guys improve. And that's all you can ask from, just, you know, learn from the previous week and continue to move forward and get better.
Do you feel like they've kind of learned how you run? I know you talked early in the season telling them kind of, hey, I'm coming, you better make sure you keep your feet moving. Have they kind of learned what it's like to block for you?
Yeah, I think they know now, you know, and as long as we'll be on the same page, I think things will be good. You know, a couple times the guys came to me and was like, man, you know, I end up flat on my face, and, you know, I thought maybe somebody, you know, one of the defensive players that got me, but it was you running into my back, you know. So you got to keep your feet moving and go as fast as you can, you know. But it's all fun, you know. They're taking steps forward.
How often do you get guys asking for your jersey after a game?
It seemed like every game this year someone has asked me for it. Yeah. But, you know, previous years, of course, you know, every now and then. But it seems like even more so this year, people have been asking.
Is that something they did, like your rookie year, 2007, 8, 9, or is that thing kind of more prevalent now?
I think a little more prevalent now, but it's not old, you know. It's not, I mean, anything new. And the guys ask for jerseys and stuff after the games.
Is the one that you've gone and sought out from the player that you played against?
Let me see if I can remember. Maybe Fitz. Let me see who else. I can't really remember, to be honest. But I know Fitz for sure. I'm Manning, but that was a Pro Bowl. It's kind of different. But yeah.
What makes Matt Forte and Steph Curry of football?
He's just, he's good, man. You know, he can, you know, he does it all, kiss the ball well. You know, he's good when he comes past pro. Obviously, running the ball. And for me personally, the reason I compare him to him is he's smooth with it, you know, kind of like Stephon. And I feel like it was a good comparison for Forte. Kind of like, he's kind of like, to me, he's been like an unsung hero, you know, for a long time, because he does so much, you know, but real recognized real, so that's why I gave him Stephon.
Good?
Cool.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Adrian.